Service begins on page 7 of your green book. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And thou wert the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and truly repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy and innocent sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinner.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you who heartily repent of your sins, believe on Jesus Christ, and sincerely and earnestly purpose, by the assistance of God the Holy Ghost, henceforth to amend your sinful lives. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The introit.
O sing unto the Lord a new song. For he has done marvelous things. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he hath openly showed in the sight of the heathen.
His right hand and his holy arm hath done him the victory. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shown in the sight of the heathen.
O God, who makes the minds of the faithful to be of one will, grant unto thy people that they may love what thou commandest and desire what thou dost promise, that among the manifold changes of this world our hearts may there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. The Old Testament reading for Cantate is from the 12th chapter of Isaiah. And in that day you will say, O Lord, I will praise you. Though you are angry with me, your anger is turned away, and you comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yah, the Lord, is my strength and song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And in that day, you will say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his deeds among the peoples, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, O inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst. Here ends the reading. The epistle is from the first chapter of James. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Here ends the epistle.
Alleluia, alleluia, the right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. Alleluia. From the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
But now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, Where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said, he will take of mine and declare it to you. Here ends the gospel. The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Our sermon text is from John 16. Yet none of you asked me, where are you going? This is our text. Let us pray. Send, we beseech thee, Almighty God, thy Holy Spirit into our hearts, that he may rule and direct us according to thy will, comfort us in all our temptations and afflictions, defend us from all error, and lead us into all truth, that we, being steadfast in the faith, may increase in love and in all good works, and in the end obtain everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord.
Amen.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Today is the fourth Sunday after Easter. It's called Cantate, from the introit, Sing to the Lord. It's about singing. Though we're still rejoicing in the resurrection of Christ, we've begun to direct our gaze now forward to Christ's ascension and upcoming Pentecost. On Ascension Day, Jesus withdraws from the disciples, visibly goes up as they watch to the right hand of the Father in heaven. On Pentecost, Jesus sends his Holy Spirit on the apostles, and they preach repentance and forgiveness of sins to all nations. But today, the gospel reading from Maundy Thursday, the apostles, who later will boldly preach the good news, are found to be quite timid, self-centered, and unprepared for this task. Though Jesus has been teaching them for almost 3 years, they don't understand that through belief in Jesus, they have every good and perfect gift. Jesus speaks of their condition when he says, I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. Well, you are God's people gathered here at Trinity Lutheran Church. You've been given a new birth through the word of truth. You've been baptized into the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, sharing in that resurrection. Nevertheless, you are still babies, babes in Christ. And maybe like them, you don't ask the important questions, like, where are you going? Most of you come, but some don't come to Bible study or Sunday school to learn of Christ. In the midst of the changes of this world, and the collect today talks about the manifold changes of this world, and we've seen quite a few of them, even a part of our congregation, it says that we have been disturbed by these. Some of you have been here in God's services for over 20 years, but you may be too concerned with your job, or what you will wear, or your own hobbies, that your Christian life is not yet productive. You may not be quick to listen, slow to speak. You may be slow to become angry, possibly rude or uncaring, even to fellow members. But the Apostle James says in today's epistle that every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, so that Jesus Christ is the source of every good and perfect gift. You see, Jesus Christ came down from heaven in order to accomplish his mission. And with his mission now completed, his mission was, well, not to earn a living. His mission was not to be successful. He did not come to gain wealth or to be praised for his miracles. The reason he came down was for us. Everything that he came for was that he might, well, give to us. Not for himself. He didn't lead a selfish life. He came to serve and to give his life for us. His circumcision at 8 days was to submit himself to the law and fulfill it for us. His calling of the apostles was so they could pass on the good news that we might hear it. His work of miracles was to show that he was the promised Messiah. His suffering and death to take away our sins. so that whenever I tell you that Jesus is going to ascend to the Father, you ought to be asking about it. Tell me, why are you going? There's probably a good thing for me. It's a good reason. Whenever I tell you he's going to send the Holy Spirit, you ought to say, wait a minute. I bet he's going to be giving me gifts. I ought to be interested in this. Tell me about this. You see, quite obviously, Jesus is not going away, suffering, dying, rise again, for his own benefit. The withdrawing of his visible presence must have some benefit for us. The sending out of his Holy Spirit must have benefit for us, for our good. But as I said before, we often don't ask about the things that are important. And this lack of concern for those important things, for the words which Jesus speaks, then show in our lack of love towards our neighbor. We don't inquire into Jesus' life. And so it makes perfect sense that our care for the little brethren, the ones who are lowly among us. If the head of the church, well, if he neglected the believers, well, then it would make sense that we could go ahead and we could ignore the body of Christ. But no, that's not the way it is. We are to follow our head. You see, the church is not like Kroger's. You go, you grab the thing that you need, and then you look for the fast express checkout line and get out of there. We don't come just selfishly. There's a body of Christ here. Jesus told his disciples that he was going away. All they could think about was that they would miss him. And so it says that they were filled with grief. Self-centered, how uncaring to only care about yourself and what you're getting. And then imagine if someone told you that they were going to be hospitalized for a couple weeks, and the only thing you said was, well, who are we going to get to do your work? How am I going to make it without you? Would you not ask anything about them? Why? What's going on? Why are they hospitalized? No, we should not only think of ourselves. Jesus is not wanting them to ask to be self-centered. He wants the people to know what he is giving them. Jesus is not holding back. He is giving out gifts. He wants to tell them about the good that will come their way in his leaving. Jesus says, I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Jesus wants to comfort. He wants to encourage them with good news, but they're too filled with grief in order to hear it. Jesus can't tell them much more at this time because they can't yet bear it. I also pray for you. I pray that God will make your minds of one will, that you will love what God has commanded, and you will desire what he promises. I ask that God would fix your hearts that they may be where true joys are to be found. Like Jesus, there may be things that you're not ready to hear. Though you have a new life in Christ, it may be that your behavior, your attitudes, will have to wait for some more teaching to come. But the message today is quite simple, based upon the epistle. It says, get rid of all moral filth and evil that is so prevalent and humbly accept the word planted in you which can save you. You see, that word of truth has given you birth. God's word with water and with bread and wine offers you great and precious promises. The word is preached and taught on Sunday mornings at the divine service as well as at Bible study. It is preached and taught at minor festivals on different days throughout the week. It is preached and taught on Wednesday evenings for catechesis. But you know, for all of these to receive the implanted word, you've got to be present to hear it. Wednesday night catechesis has been arranged to to be quite simple, in a very simple format, so that everyone can come and receive. I invite you again to come. To come. Even non-reading children are able to participate. The adults who wish to be received in the church, this is where they will learn. I remember back in several years ago, one of the members had come on Wednesday night. I'd been encouraging them. And I said, well, how was it? They said, well, Pastor, it's kind of childish. I said, oh. I said, well, did you know all the answers to the questions I asked? No, that wasn't it. Well, was it because you already knew the catechism and the hymns and you didn't need to pray them? No, it wasn't that. Well, what was it? What was it that made it this childish? Well, it was that everything was so simple. It seemed to be directed at children. I said, yeah, that's exactly right. They said, but I didn't know that stuff, Pastor. I kind of feel stupid coming. It seems like the children know it. James in today's text said, humbly accept the word. Humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Humbly. If you don't understand and you feel stupid, it's for your good that Jesus ascends to the Heavenly Father. If you find that you're unable to break out of your sinful habits and the moral filth that you are living in, well, it's good that the Holy Spirit is sending the Holy Spirit, the Heavenly Counselor, for you. If you find that you are unproductive in your witness towards Christ due to self-centeredness, well, it's good that the Holy Spirit is convicting you concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. It's for your good. It's for your good that Jesus suffered and died and rose again. It's for your good that He ascends and sent the Holy Spirit on His apostles. Furthermore, that Holy Spirit is alive and He is working in you as well. Jesus has promised, but when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. You see, Jesus leaving is good news. It's more gospel. It's to lead you into the truth. You see, through the word of the apostles, which Jesus said the Holy Spirit would use, convicting and guiding, that's the way He will save us from our sins. If you're not ready to bear all things, well, the Holy Spirit will strengthen you so that you actually can bear all things. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. He will lead you into a righteous life, the one He desires. That's all for you. That's good news. Jesus said, the Spirit will take from what is mine and declare it to you. So what does the Holy Spirit do? He will take you and give you loving, listening ears, the ears of Jesus. He will give them to you. The Holy Spirit will take the slow, caring lips of Jesus and give them to you. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. The Holy Spirit will bring forth. He will take the slow to anger and abounding love that's found in Jesus, and He will work that inside of you. We will ask those important questions. Where are you going? And He says to you, I love you. That's why I'm going. It's for your good that I go to the Father. He goes because His work is complete, but the telling of that work is not yet done. He goes so that wherever the word is preached, the Holy Spirit is working to convict us of sin and righteousness and judgment. He goes so that the Holy Spirit will give us the righteousness of faith and good works. He goes to prepare a place for us that we may join Him in eternity. And so, His going leads us to pray. Lord, until that time when You take us to be with You, make my members to be of one will. Their hearts may be fixed where true joys are to be found, and they may love one another. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. unto life everlasting.
Amen.
Page 18, Create in Me.
Create in me,
Almighty and most merciful God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank Thee for all Thy goodness and tender mercies, especially for the gift of Thy dear Son, and for the revelation of Thy will and grace, and we beseech Thee so to implant Thy word in us, that in good and honest hearts we may keep it, and bring forth fruit by patient continuance in well-doing. Most heartily we beseech Thee so to rule and govern Thy Church universal, with all its pastors and ministers, that it may be preserved in the pure doctrine of Thy saving word, whereby faith toward Thee may be strengthened and charity increased in us toward all mankind. Grant also health and prosperity to all in authority, especially to the President and Congress of the United States, the Governor and Legislature of this Commonwealth, and to all our judges and magistrates, and endue them with grace to rule after Thy good pleasure, to the maintenance of righteousness and to the hindrance and punishment of wickedness, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. May it please Thee also to turn the hearts of our enemies and adversaries, that they may cease their enmity and be inclined to walk with us in meekness and in peace. All who are in trouble, want, sickness, anguish of labor, peril of death, or any other adversity, especially those who are in suffering for Thy name and for Thy truth's sake, comfort, O God, with Thy Holy Spirit, that they may receive and acknowledge their afflictions as the manifestation of Thy fatherly will. And although we have deserved Thy righteous wrath and manifold punishments, yet we entreat Thee, O most merciful Father, remember not the sins of our youth nor our many transgressions, but out of Thine unspeakable goodness, grace, and mercy, defend us from all harm and danger of body and soul. Preserve us from false and pernicious doctrine, from war and bloodshed, from plague and pestilence, from all calamity by fire and water, from hail and tempest, from failure of harvest and from famine, from anguish of heart and despair of Thy mercy, and from an evil death. And in every time of trouble, show Thyself a very present help, the Savior of all men, and especially of them that believe. Cause also the needful fruits of the earth to prosper, that we may enjoy them in due season. Give success to the Christian training of the young, to all lawful occupations, and to all pure arts and useful knowledge, and crown them with Thy blessings. We ask Your blessing upon our Bishop James and our pastors, Michael and Gary. We ask your blessing upon St. Bartholomew Lutheran Mission in Fort Myers and their pastor, Pastor Jerry Dulos. Bless our armed forces, including Jason and Blake, our police officers, including Daniel and Alex. Our shut-ins, Carolyn and Patty, our elderly, Violet and Tom, Clara and her unborn child. Be with Anna until her baptismal washing. Be with our students, Tom and Kara, Jonathan, Sarah, Sadie, Alexis, and Jessica. And provide for the needs of Larry and Deb, Jim and Charlotte, Rusty, Mervon, and Jennifer, who has a rare form of cancer. These and whatsoever other things thou would have us ask of thee, O God, vouchsafe unto us, for the sake of the bitter sufferings and death of Jesus Christ, thine only Son, our Lord and Savior, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you. dearly beloved, for as much as we purpose to come to the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, it becometh us diligently to examine ourselves, as St. Paul exhorteth us, for this holy sacrament hath been instituted for the special comfort and strengthening of those who humbly confess their sins and who hunger and thirst after righteousness. But if we thus examine ourselves, we shall find nothing in us but only sin and death, from which we can in no wise set ourselves free. Therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ hath had mercy upon us, and hath taken upon himself our nature, that so he might fulfill for us the whole will and law of God, and for us and for our deliverance suffer death, and all that we by our sins have deserved. And to the end, that we should the more confidently believe this, and be strengthened by our faith in a cheerful obedience to his holy will, he hath instituted the holy sacrament of his supper, in which he feedeth us with his body and giveth us to drink of his blood. Therefore, whoso eateth of this bread and drinketh of this cup, firmly believing the words of Christ, dwelleth in Christ and Christ in him, and hath eternal life. We should also do this in remembrance of him, showing his death, that he was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification, and rendering unto him most hearty thanks for the same, take up our cross and follow him, and according to his commandment, love one another, even as he hath loved us. For we are all one bread and one body, even as we are all partakers of this one bread, and drink of this one cup. Page 144 in the Blue Book, the Service of Holy Communion. That we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the very Paschal Lamb, which was offered for us and has taken away the sins of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Behold, the eye of the Lord is on the Lord. Thank you.
We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. We implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.